Next patient is Lisa Thornton, Thornton. She was born 1/13/67, 9/21/23. She comes in today with headache, nausea, diarrhea, abdominal pain, dizziness, tachycardia, history of diverticulitis, status post surgery times 5 because of diverticular issues, history of adhesions, leg pain, leg swelling, history of restless leg syndrome, needs some medication for it today. Patient is 56 years old. She manages an RV park here in the Cleveland area. She's married. She's been pregnant 3 times. Last period was 5 years ago, and since then it's been scant period. She does smoke half a pack a day, which we discussed today. Surgery, some kind of nasal surgery. The only thing she's had, medical problems, depression, hypertension, history of pneumonia, restless leg syndrome, which she's sick of and wants some medication for today. Needs a medication refill for her blood pressure as well. Family history, heart disease, hypertension, no colon cancer, colonoscopies up to date related to her multiple diverticulitis and diverticular issues. Next month, mammogram is not done this year, scheduled for the end of the year. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. Review of system as above. COVID immunization, yes. She's had COVID immunization, allergy, morphine, Lambien. Then medication list, let's make one. So valsartan, 80 milligram once a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram once a day. Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs once a day. Hydrochlorothiazide now, 25 milligram once a day. This is a medication list. And then the allergies is Ambien and morphine. I put it on a separate sheet of paper, please, if you would. Exam, 238 pounds. She lost some weight, but she gained it back, 97%, 96.9, 1677, 158 over 87. Heart positive, swamp positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows mild edema, neurological non-focal. Assessment number 1, COVID's negative. Number 2, flu is negative. Number 3, sinusitis. Number 3, rocephalogram now. Next number is Decadron 8 milligram now. Next number is Z-Pack. Next number is Madrol Dose Pack. Next number is used Requip, R-E-Q-U-I-P, 0.5 milligram for restless leg syndrome. May start with half a tablet at bedtime. Next number, history of adhesions. Next number, history of multiple diverticular surgery. Next number is colonoscopies up to date. Next number is Bentyl, 20 milligram, 1 tablet a day as needed. Next one is must quit smoking in big letters. Next one is albuterol inhaler PRN. Next one is valsartan, 80 milligram refilled. Next one is hydrochlorothiazide increased to 25 milligram for edema of the lower extremity, which is multifactorial. But 12.5 is just not enough dose. Next number, we talked about edema of the lower extremity. She does have sleep apnea. She does have a CPAP, but she doesn't wear it on a regular basis. Next number is must wear your CPAP on a regular basis. Next number is Z-Pack. Next number is Medrol Dose Pack. Next number is findings discussed with patient. Next number is mammogram will be ordered for the end of the year. Next number is ultrasound of the lower extremity, which was done because of edema. Shows no evidence of DVT or PVD. Next number is because of vertigo. We looked at a carotid ultrasound, which was also within normal limits. Next number, reevaluate in 3 days. Next number's blood work was obtained, by the way. Thank you.